When I pull into Hawk Knob Cidery, I pass dozens of sheep grazing in the fields. I park next to a truck loaded with empty wooden apple crates from a nearby farm. Apples that must have been juiced and brewed into cider and mead. All those wooden apple crates tell me I've made it to the right farm.
Well, here we are in the Greenbrier Valley. We're basically at the base of Muddy Creek Mountain. It's a pretty wide valley for West Virginia, and it has these gentle rolling slopes, which, to me has always spoken to me, and it just feels really good here. It's a wonderful place for, fruit trees, apples in particular. I'm Will Lewis. I'm a co-owner of Hawk Knob Hard Cider and Mead.
I'm Josh Bennett, co-owner of Hawk Knob Hard Cider and Mead. This is really, it's a real dream. I know that sounds like a cliche, but we've just really, this has been a real deep passion and dream of ours ever since starting brewing mead together in cider back in college.
So I started making mead, and that really piqued Josh's interest too, because he's been making cider, growing up his life.
Yeah, I had grown up making hard cider. Where I grew up in Highland, Virginia, which borders Pendleton and Pocahontas, just about everybody had a cider barrel in their cellar. And so I grew up making anywhere between 5 and 8 barrels a year. So that was pretty traditional. And then when we started making mead together, we started making cider and mead in college, and I think we were already dreaming of doing this commercially from that time.
I'm Haley McIntosh, and this is...
I'm Trevor McIntosh.
And we are here at Hawk Knob trying some cider today.
Well, might as well, do you want to get a little tour of the facility? You've already had it.
The vats over here on the left is where we do most of the primary fermentation at. That's also how we carbonate the cider at the end of the process.
Well, let's try some cider.
So this is really what I grew up making, and I just still can't get away from drawing cider right out of the barrel, because it's working through its process. It's still fermenting. The cider's still got a lot of floral stuff coming out in it. You're getting kind of the freshness of the barrel at the same time. It's pretty exciting when you drink a raw cider that's still working right out of the barrel. And in our traditional cider, we've really tried to kind of replicate the sort of effervescence that you have in a cider that you pull out of the barrel. We've kind of really got the most minimal amount of carbonation in that style, in the traditional hard cider, to replicate this, what's coming right out of the barrel.
It smells really good. I really like this.
So this is mead. Have you ever had mead before? So this, you're going to taste all of the different characteristics that you would expect from the apples, but then you're also getting all the characteristics of the honey. And
oh, I definitely taste the honey.
So
that's what
honey,
that is.
If you think about
do you
it,
taste
it,
the honey? It lingers on too. Yeah. Like I still taste it.
We don't like drinking sweet stuff, so we make dry mead and dry cider. And our meads, we feel, we age them, we oak age them, and they're really dry and complex, and we feel they could even stand up to other types of table wine, like Chardonnays, or even the red fruits could be compared to Merlot or Pinot Noir even. And it's a product, cider and mead for that matter, our product's way better suited to our region agriculturally than French hybrid grapes, This is apple country, probably one of the best apple growing regions in the country next to the Northwest. So if we could get off French hybrids and move towards our heritage in apples, that would be a good thing for us to do in West Virginia. All of these apples were sourced locally, and actually all from one farm in Monroe County, Morgan Orchard.
What is an elderberry?
An elderberry?
What is that?
That's a real, so it's, they grow all through Appalachia.
Oh, okay.
And in elderberries, it's a kind of a low shrub. They're pretty ripe in the late fall. And traditionally, a lot of people used to make elderberry wine in the fall, all through Appalachia. So we kind of took off on that tradition and steeped the elderberries in our cider. And actually,
that
that's what we're gonna have now, actually.
Elderberry, I never heard of such a thing.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful color. This is like a deep kind of burgundy rouge color. It's very similar to what you would expect to see in like an aged wine. That's what this color reminds me of, an aged red wine.
I like that.
People are really seeking craft hard cider now. We're the first one in West Virginia, and we're proud to be, but it's pretty shocking to me that we are the first one in the state. You know, there's really not many better places to be making hard cider, and it's truly part of our cultural heritage. It's part of our past, and we should be reviving it.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Lewisburg.